T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, for On a Bench on CBS Sports Radio. We're live in the Quicken Loan studios in the Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. So I told you, the great rock and roll legendary DJ Kane Peterson here in New York. I've worked with him on Satellite. I worked with him here at CBS forever. He's from Minnie, and I guess grew up there.
Yeah.
And then you worked, you went back there to do sports talk. We've had this interview before, but I want to refresh people. Yeah. So you went back, you left being a rock DJ.
Right.
And then you went back to Minnesota to do a sports talk show.
Stuff with the Twins, right? It was the station the Twins
owned. Did you have doing it? Why? So, like, you couldn't get your rocks off doing it, so you came back to New York. Like, once you live here, going back there is kind of a drag.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Pretty bad?
It was very bad. The people... they're great if you live there, but if you once you leave, you can't go back. Like, they're very insular. Like, once they've got their friends, even though I was from there, I didn't make any friends when
I was
there. You went
back. You were too cool for them when you went back.
I had a bit of an attitude. I brought the New York back with me, and
what did they think of that?
They didn't. They didn't know what to think. They thought I was a bit of a.
They're like, did they give you like what happened to that guy?
Well, No, I mean, not my usual friends, but the other people, they didn't know me from Adam anyway.
But your usual friends, did they realize that you had become just more worldly and cooler because you had been here all these years in New York? Like, it really does something to you. You got to admit.
It does, and I think it intimidated a few of them, you know, because I don't think I've changed.
But you have.
But I have.
But you're no longer that Midwestern kid. I mean, those days are long gone, bro.
That's why I'm thinking, you know, the skull chant. I love the skull chant, but part of me thinks if I wasn't a Viking fan, I think it might be a little dorky.
So you, here you are, and then you come back to New York and you're DJing. You're doing mornings with this chick. Like, I think the last time you were on the show, you were doing the morning show on Fresh.
Right.
And then now you're doing nights again solo, which is cool. Now, I know you're not going to reveal your plans, but I would hope to God that these people put you back on K-Rock because at least they have, it would appear to me, the sense to make the station great again.
No,
because they butchered that station. I hate to say it. Are we live? Honestly, they ruined it. They destroyed it after Howard left. I mean, let's face it.
I mean, you know, they dropped the ball.
But they can fix it, can't they?
It's Alt-92.3 now, by the way. It's not K-Rock. But I don't
know. It should be K-Rock.
I don't know what they're doing. I really don't know anything about that station right now, to be honest with you.
Liar. So.
I don't.
Such a liar. Anyway, they have to put you on there.
I don't know.
If they don't, I'm going to throw a fit in the lobby.
Hey, I'm super happy where I am and whatever they want to do with me, it's fine, as long as they don't.
God, your nose is just growing right here in the studio.
What do you want me to do?
All right, Pinocchio. All right, so let me ask you this, just a bevy of question about your team. Right. So last week, when you're watching a game, you got a few in you. And you're sitting there, and then Drew Brees in the second half crucifies you.
Right.
I mean, he is just manipulating that number one defense like butter. He's cutting through it like it was filet mignon at a fancy at Morton's. I mean, just as quick, it slides right through the knife. He was cutting you guys up like beef at a good restaurant. And then he marched down the field and took the lead. And then their coach was doing the skull, and he was humiliating. That was a little premature happiness he delivered there because he thought the game was over after the kid kicked the field goal. What were you thinking after he basically roasted you guys in the second half? When he got the lead, did you think it was over?
Yeah. To be honest, as soon as they converted the 4th and 10, You know, we didn't get any pressure on him in the second half. We didn't. Zimmer played scared, I think, especially on that last drive. We got no pressure on Breeze at all, which is we got a lot of pressure on him in the first. He didn't dare blitz. I don't know what he was thinking, but yeah, I thought it was over. I was no longer in my good luck position. I was in my dejected sitting right. back position on the couch.
Your whole life misery with that team.
And yeah, and I was already consoling myself because I'd seen this all before. All the wide left.
Misery.
Misery follows us as
what
Viking fans.
What was the worst misery ever? Was it the Blair Witch Project field goal against Seattle?
That was terrible. But the worst one was 98 with Gary Anderson missing that. And then.
And especially after he like led the league in field goals.
He was 59 for 59 on points after that year. And he was, I think, 39 to 39 on field goals. I mean, he was just. He was number one. Didn't miss a kick. And then we missed that. And then no one wants to talk about what Denny Green did. We had the ball 30 seconds to go. We're on our 30-yard line. It's third and two. Two timeouts in our pocket, and he took a knee to go to overtime.
Dude.
And so there was a lot of – but that kick
how old
was,
were you when they lost the four Super Bowls? Because I remember all of them.
I don't really remember them. It was kind of, I think I was like
– How old are you now?
I'm 47 now.
All right, so I got you by 5 years, but I saw all of them. And then, I mean, they're like – a lot of people think they're like the Bills, like jinxed.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
they're like a jinxed Super Bowl team. When you go to four and lose them all, that's a problem. But what did Denver, what were they before they finally broke through?
Weren't they 0-4 too?
They were 0-4 too. They were, and then they finally broke through.
Yeah.
You guys might actually break through.
Do you think though? Because I listened to you a little bit last year. I saw one of your things. I'm like, God, he doesn't think we're going to win.
I actually think, I'll be honest with you. I'll just say this because I got a lot riding on bets, so I don't want to get ahead of myself here. I got a lot of people that wait for my picks.
Right.
So I will say this. I thought that you got lucky in that game. There was no doubt about it that that game was over, and they blew it. I mean, that kid missed that tackle and just absolutely wussed out. All he has to do is hit him, and even if he goes out of bounds – it's going to be like a 55-yard field goal, and I don't like their chances. With that pressure, I don't care who you are. When there's no time left, first right. thing's going to happen, he's going to call a timeout and freeze him. He'll make it after he kicks it, and the guy blows the whistle, and then they'll make him line up again and kick it, and he'll miss it by 20 yards.
Well, I thank God that Diggs just on instinct didn't go out of bounds and make us do the kick thing.
It was beautiful.
It wouldn't have worked as a Viking fan. We know the kick situation.
You already know what happens with them in kicks.
Right, exactly. But I don't, you know, sure, you have to make the throw, and you got to make the catch. Sure, it was lucky that the guy made a boneheaded play. What's his name, Williams or Williamson or whatever. But, you know, that's luck. It's not luck.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you got lucky that play happened. Are you kidding me? You couldn't do that play again in 100 years. They will never in their life. I guarantee you and I will be buried in the ground next to each other in a cemetery in New Jersey.
I hope so.
And they will never have a play that big again in their history. Would you agree with that? That's a one-time deal. That's immaculate reception, bro.
You'll never see something like that. Well, because the guy tried to clean him out. That's the only reason why that play happened.
But that's like a one-time deal. So, all right. So, I thought you got lucky. So, all right, fair enough. You're in it. Now you're in it, and you're going to Philadelphia to play the Eagles. What do you think of them?
I think that, well, first of all, I'll take our receivers over there, cover people, any day. Our guys get open. Keenum, I think he has the highest QBR in the league, Brady second, when he's under pressure. Also, I think he's first or
That's
second.
That's very important because he'll probably – you know what? I think he'll be under pressure. That's a good defense.
I think so.
I would agree with you, though, that their receivers get open.
Right.
I like the Vikings' offense. It's not bad.
And so – and they will get pressure, so –
I think it's better than Philly's.
You think what?
I think the Vikings' offense is better than Philly's.
Yeah, you know what? I trust Keenum a lot more than Foles because we've seen him all year, and he's done it all year. Foles, you know, he looked bad. What did he put up, like, the last 3 weeks or 2 weeks of the year? Like, not even 10, 15
points. The only thing I'm worried
about
for you is the play before the Diggs pass. He threw the ball from his back leg like you do on a bottle of Belvedere in your backyard playing Nerf with kids off his back leg, and he threw it up in the air 50 yards. That ball should have been picked off 3 times. Well, I can't even believe they didn't pick it off.
Are you talking about the one that Wright fell down on?
They ran
the same play that but it was the intermediate guy, Jarius Wright.
You
Wright
off
fell
your
down.
Back leg with no time left. Like, here, you take it. Like, it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
he got away with that one.
Sure. Absolutely.
You do that in Philly, it's going to get picked off.
Yeah, but
I think their defense is as tough as yours. I think the Vikings defense is better, but I think that Eagle defense is just as tough. They're playing at home. They're going to be nasty, and all those drunks and people wearing dog masks, don't tell me that's not good for 3 points.
Maybe. I was going to go, but those fans are just ruthless. I've been there. I've been in Philly jail before. I won't go again.
You've been in Philly jail?
Yeah.
What happened there? Awesome.
Didn't even get in the game. My buddy, who was a big guy, we were tailgating, and he bashed somebody's windshield because they were giving us, you know. So
they were giving you the business, so he smashed the windshield.
So he smashed the windshield. The guy gets out of his car and fingered me for the thing. My buddy didn't say anything. Cops came, handcuffed me, took me away. Whole time my buddy's there not saying a word.
He didn't anything for you?
No. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You guys ain't hanging out much anymore these days.
No, not really anymore.
So what happened? You got locked up for a day?
No, what happened was the guy whose car it was realized.
It was the wrong guy.
I'm in the holding cell. I'm taking my belt off. I'm putting up my shoes, everything, the shoelaces. And the cop believed me the whole time, but I'm about to be locked away in the cell, the guy whose car it was comes back and he goes, you know what, I made a mistake. It wasn't him. And the cop's like, oh, you got like, so I showed back
so
up.
So you got out.
In the second quarter, I got up, and the guy wouldn't even get out of his seat to give me the ticket through the gate.
What do you think of that that fan base and that crowd there? Of you've been to games there. What do you think of the experience?
Most brutal place I've ever been. As far as the fans go. Well, you know what? I went to Tampa once, and I was surprised at how rude those fans were, too. I figured it was Florida.
They're just kind of stupid.
Right? Is that it?
They're kind of stupid, dumb Florida. But, like, the Tampa Bay, that's really like the – because I've been there for a lot. I've been there for Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And they were even dumb at the Super Bowl, and I thought they only gave tickets to rich people at the Super Bowl. But they were still dumb. I took my dad, and even he got offended. I went to that crappy Baltimore Giants game there. Remember that one, that crappy Super Bowl? That's the Trent Dilfer Super Bowl.
Oh, jeez.
It was the worst. 35-7. I told my dad at half I'd be back. I was going to go get some blow. Are we live?
I didn't know you could say that on the radio.
So wait. So now you're going to play in Philly, and you like your chances to go to the Super Bowl. You think they're going to beat them?
I'm not going to predict because I'm way too superstitious, and I haven't predicted. I feel good about it, but again, I felt good in 2009. We should have beat the Saints then in that championship game.
So what are you doing for the game? Are you, like, freaking out? Are you going somewhere? Do you have plans?
No, I watch by myself.
You're just going to be isolated because your language is deplorable.
Yeah. And you won't
see... You need to be alone to watch the game, really.
I need to be alone. I have all my rituals. You won't see me on any of those reaction videos because nobody there to shoot it.
So what do you do? Do you drink while you're watching and cuss at the TV and scream and smoke? What do you do?
I pace. I drink. I scream. You know, I'm silent quite a bit, you know, especially if we're not playing well.
But are you super stoked for the game or are you nervous?
Oh, yeah. No, people are saying, you got to come here. You got to come there. And I'm like, no, I got to. They're like, you got to watch by yourself.
So
what
if they win? Are you going to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, I
got to.
Dude, I just checked on StubHub. The, like, upper corner right now, $4,200
for
a Super Bowl ticket.
Can't you get in as a media guy?
There's thousands of people asking for it.
Oh, really? It's too late?
Yeah, that stuff is weeks in advance.
What about, like, we can find out season ticket holders or something and take them, like, you know, kill them?
We have season tickets, but it's only a matter of, you know, you got to get picked.
It doesn't matter, right?
You got to get picked.
Not everybody gets them because there's so many corporate people get the
lottery.
Tickets and all the players all get tickets.
So you're not
going
to go.
I'm going to go. I have to be in this. I have to be downtown in the rare, in case they do win. I have to be there just to soak up the atmosphere
now,
and
let's
not
say,
sleep.
Let's say they go. Let's say they win the game.
Yeah.
And they go. And they face Tom Brady. Because, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, most people think that's what's it's inevitable. And because he just goes to Super Bowls and he wins them. Mm-hmm. So, like, even they were down 25 last year and they still won the Super Bowl inexplicably. The Seattle Super Bowl, they're down at the 1 yard line. The guy throws a pick and they win that Super Bowl. They never lose. How do you like your chances against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl? Do you feel like you'll be flying home, spending all kinds of money to party in downtown Minneapolis, and everybody's going to be left holding their D after the game?
I actually feel better about the Vikings' chances against the Patriots in the Super Bowl than I do on Sunday.
Wait, did he just say that?
Yeah.
He likes the Vikings' chances more?
Yeah.
Oh, because They're playing at home.
But you know what? Do you really think that's going to be a home field advantage? Because, I mean, the fans are priced out of these things. It's
actually,
all business people.
I said this last night, and I'm going to hold to it. I think even the people that are phony, rich, stuck up, people that are gift-wrapped those tickets, the corporate elite and the movie stars and all the other famous people that get those tickets and CEOs and people with juice, the ones that are going to go, I believe, will be bandwagoning for the Vikings faster than you can spit.
You know what? Because it'll be fun for them. Yeah, they're
going to go so fast into a purple jersey and have a hooker in their hotel room than you can spit. It's going to be really fast. They're going to be like, I hate Tom Brady. I'm going Vikings. The Viking party is going to be gigantic. The Patriot is a small cachet of people that like him. We were in Vegas last year. Ask Mafia. 95% of the people at that party was rooting for the Falcons and were drinking champagne and partying. And then when they won, like 12 guys in the corner stood up and jumped up and down for the people hate the Patriots.
Of course, when you're on top, everybody wants to see you get taken down.
Yeah, and it's going to be
everyone will be rooting for the Vikings.
Even more so if Jacksonville gets in. No one's going to be rooting for the Jaguars.
If Jacksonville plays in the Super Bowl, no offense because we're on there. Please don't take this the wrong way. If Jacksonville's playing the Vikings in the Super Bowl, I'm going to get a hooker. Because I don't care. I don't want to watch.
I can see a lot of people not caring.
Carver High, are you with me? I mean, we got to do something. If that's the game, we got to have something bigger going on.
I told you, I'll be jacked up if that's the game.
I may start.
Because I hate the Patriots.
I may have to start drinking again. I haven't drank in years.
I think the corporate people might be with, you know, they love Tom. Tom's friends with all of them.
Kane Peterson hates Tom Brady. You hate him.
I do like him. I don't hate him.
Liar.
I like Tom Brady. Well, how can you not like
him?
Did you see his presser today? Like, how great was that? He just like...
Such a phony.
I did kind of want to smack him, though, when he kept saying, we'll see.
Everyone wanted to smack him. He said he wanted to
his
hit him
gloves,
with it.
Come on, wearing the gloves in there. Well, take a lap, man. I mean, come on.
Hold on. Do you have to hit the road right now? Are you out of here?
I'm all right for a minute. Yeah, I have a train, but I'm all right.
When's your train?
43.
All right, so we'll get him out of here now. Listen, because I don't have to. If my segment goes to 30, you'll never make it.
Oh, yeah, all right.
All right, so good luck. I'll be pulling for you. You're the biggest.
You're not pulling for me.
Listen,
you already said.
There's two people that I like that are Viking fans in the world. It's you and Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. I don't have anyone else I know that likes him. On the face of the earth.
That's it?
That's it. I know two people.
In your sports circles, you know two Vikings
fans. Do I know
fans.
Anyone else? No. Oh, yeah, Robbie works here, the guy at the fan. That's right. I do know that he likes the Vikings, too. But, I don't know him like I know you and PA. I've known you guys for years.
Yeah.
I've known him for a short spit. But good luck. I actually hope your happiness comes to your life on Sunday because I'd rather see you happy than miserable. Your entire life has been misery with this football team. It really has.
You want to do the skull chant with me before I go?
How does it work?
Skull!
What does it mean? I don't get
it.
We
stole it from some like Norwegian
soccer team. Yeah. Oh, it's for the Iceland people.
Yeah, that's what it was.
From the soccer for the World Cup.
It was their cheer. Exactly what it was.
That's what we stole.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. It's going to be a crazy Sunday. Kane Peterson.
Thank you, man.
Good luck getting back to K-Rock. I'll be pulling for you there,
All
too.
Right, thanks.
Guy's great. Kane Peterson from Fresh 102.7 in New York. Big Viking fan. Getting ready for the Vikings and Eagles. NFC Championship, Sunday night, it's the late game.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Derek in New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, first time, long time. I hear you occasionally with my friends in Green Bay at WDUZ, Bill and Rookie. I've heard you on with those guys.
Sweet. Those are great guys. Love them.
They are good guys. Hey, I think whatever happens with the Patriots the next 2 weeks, whether they lose Sunday, whether they win in the Super Bowl, they don't get the Super Bowl, whatever happens to them, I think the run is done, and I'm going to briefly explain why. Brady's not getting any younger. Belichick's not getting any younger. They're going to lose their defensive coordinator. They're going to lose their offensive coordinator. Their defense is so-so. The Jets, well, so-so in the relative scheme of things. It's not like Jacksonville or Minnesota. But next year, the Jets will be better. I think the Bills will be better. I think there's a chance the Dolphins will be better.
Hold on. Let me turn on Carver High's mic real quick.
Yeah, really. I just, I I just think too many things.
Derek, don't do it, man. Don't do it. Don't do this to yourself, all right? Just you're going to drive yourself crazy. I'm telling you, it's never happening. Until those two guys are gone, it's never happening, Derek.
You're going to be real surprised. I'll call you back next year when they're 9-7.
Please do. From your lips to God's ears, Derek, but it ain't happening.
It's happening. You watch.
So you're saying that they're going to go 9-7 next year. Now, there he goes. Always a great ending to the conversation when a guy makes his point and then just hangs up on
him. We chased him away. We kind of.
You think we ganged up on him?
Yeah, we tag-teamed him there. That was
Mac and Jax.
Scotty, on your air, I'm going to ask God up above to make it a way for me to come to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl weekend. And me and you, either Carver High or Mafia, one of them, we're going to be watching the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super
Bowl. Hold on, listen.
And when the
Hold
Jacksonville
on.
Jaguars...
I think God's in on it. I think he might be rooting for the Jaguars.
I love it, Scotty. I love it. Hey, you're not mocking me. I love it. And when the Jaguars win, I am going to drink some celebratory champagne. I had wanted you to drink some, but I said, no, I'm not going to let you do that, Scott. I'm not going to let you break
it. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I was way more fun when I drank. Ask Mafia.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to you, Scott. I thought about it. I said, no, I wouldn't. Scott, don't do that.
So if I would have gone to this party with Carver High or Mafia, I mean, let's just be honest. Like, let's say 10 years ago, Mafia, if I would have gone to this party with you and drank, I would have drank, I believe, over 100 cocktails in one day at this party. Over 100. I would have started with Bloody Marys. I would have drank doubles of those, at least four of them. That's like 8 drinks. I would have easily. What did you see me do one day? I mean, didn't we do? Remember the one show we did where I don't know. It was when I went to the St. Martin and in the goal. What was the goal in 1 week to drink 100 shots? That was easy. I did that. I did that by the fourth day. 100 shots. 100 shots of rum in a week. That was the bet. I did that in 4 days. No problem. That's like 25 shots a day of rum. So easily, if I would have gone to the Super Bowl party with Carver High. Mafia, you've seen me drink for 24 hours straight.
Yeah, we've had some long days. We had some parties at your place and just all day just pounding beers, rum,
never
whiskey,
passed out.
Wherever, yeah.
And smoked. I would have drank 100 drinks at the Super Bowl this year with Carver High, at least 100. And now I'll drink ginger ale and get a headache. What could
now
be
your
worse?
Hangovers are from the sugar, not the alcohol.
You know what I'm going to do? I've decided, instead of drinking, which I don't want to do, I'm just going to shoot morphine all day like Roy Holiday. Probably didn't go over too well. He wasn't doing morphine. It was in his medicine or something. I'm just kidding. I'm not very nice, am I? Horrible person. Anyway, Mac, good luck with your team.
Thanks, Scott. Y'all the best, man.
All right. Enjoy the game. I hope it goes well for you. Carver High's in there laughing. I won't even turn his mic on. He's laughing so hard. He thinks it's going to be a blowout, a total blowout.
I can't believe people think that they're going to win the game. I just can't believe it.
Hope the Patriots win because Monday will be rough for you if they don't.
I'll be ecstatic. I'll be jumping off the walls in this place. If the Patriots lose on Sunday, it's going to be great.
So you're just going to root for the Jags all day, but you know they're going to get their ass beat.
Oh, absolutely. I want the Jags to win, please. But it ain't happening.
Tom Brady's even better looking than all of us when he doesn't shave for a week. He's got the perfect beard going, and he's better looking than us. On his worst day, he looks better than us if I'm going to a wedding in a tux and he's getting out of bed with a hangover.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so there's a bevy of things you need to go on PharrellOnTheBench.com for. My title game snacks, money lines and spreads for mini Philly, Jacks, New England. And all of those are up. I've hit 10 of my last 12 NFL bets, just for your edification. And then in terms of this weekend, I want you to be on top of this stuff. You got, like, tomorrow, Thunder, Cavs at the very least. How about Bucks, Sixers, Raptors, T-Wolves? Those are the best games. NHL tomorrow, Carver High, very excited because there's a bevy of games, so he doesn't have to worry about waiting for the title games on Sunday. The Islanders play the Blackhawks in Chicago. Penguins, Sharks. How about the Flames on fire? And the Avalanche also smoking hot right now. They're taking on the Rangers in Rado. In terms of college basketball on Saturday, these are your best games in terms of the ranked plays that you want to jump on PharrellOnTheBench.com for Wichita State in Houston, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, West Virginia, Georgia Tech, North Carolina. Xavier Seton Hall is going to be a good game, I believe. Notre Dame, Clemson, I love that one. How about TCU, Kansas State? Baylor, Kansas, Florida, Kentucky. All of it at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Bellator Heavyweight Grand Prix, UFC, and the Spence Peterson fight. All the picks are at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Go get them. It's cheap. You'll make it all back. Your head will spin. What I do on a weekend, hitting winners. I mean, everybody knows it. All right, so, Mafia, I did want to bring up two things with you really quick. First of all, your boy, Robbie Anderson, of the Jets. Now, this is just unbelievable. This guy, he was released from Broward County Jail today. He was arrested again at gunpoint. I don't understand. They arrested him once, let him out, and then arrested him again?
He was arrested earlier this year down in Florida as well.
Okay, so they double busted him is what it looks like to me. He allegedly told a police officer while he was being arrested doing 105 and a 45 that he was, quote, going to find the cop's wife, Pharreller, and blank in her blank. I can't even say this stuff. I can't make this stuff up.
No, you cannot.
Just out of control, stupidity. I mean, I don't know. He's obviously getting suspended by the NFL. There's no way. He's second arrest now. You're threatening a cop's, you know, family. I guarantee you he's out 6 to 10 games next year.
All over the roadway, failed to maintain a single lane, according to the police. He refused to cooperate, saying he wanted to speak with his lawyer right away and physically resisted the cops. They tried to put him in a cop car. He continued to make verbal threats toward the cop's family. Based on his statements, it was clearly intended to sexually assault my wife. He also began to brag about how much money he has and how all I was doing was trying to do is ruin his fun. He's facing 9 charges, including resisting arrest, reckless driving, speeding, and something called harm public servant or family. In other words, hurt a cop.
Or in this case, his family, threatened his wife.
He threatened his wife.
And apparently,
he had 63 catches for 941 yards and 17 TDs. He had a big year for the Jets.
And apparently he wasn't intoxicated. This was just
him having fun.
Him just having a good time.
Who drives a buck 5 and a 45, though? Like, how much of a D do you have to be to do that, bro? Seriously, you got to be the biggest male organ of the year. Who does a buck 5 and a 45 if you're not a D?
And then they're blaming, you know, the cops are just trying to ruin your fun. No, they're trying to save you from killing yourself and others, idiot.
Oh, I think the story would have been way better if he killed himself. If he would have wrecked and died into a tree, that would have been way better.
The thing he's killing right now is his career. To have a huge year like that, you know, next year their receiving corps is going to be really good with him, Curse, you know, Quincy Newwalk coming back, and now you just... You had a breakout season. You just do something stupid like this for the second time. You're an idiot.
I got to tell you. So is this the second time he's done it?
He got arrested earlier in the year. I don't know if it was for the same thing.
Right, so I'm willing to bet you nothing happens to him. Nothing at all. What are they going to do to him? What's the NFL going to do? This guy, it's off season. What are they going to do to him?
They'll suspend him.
For what?
Threaten a cop. You're getting suspended.
How long will he be suspended for? Like, offseason has nothing to do with anything. He's not doing anything with the team or anything. I think he's a horrible person. But do you think that, really, Carver High, are you buying that? He's getting all kinds of suspended?
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I don't think the league will suspend him.
Well, I mean, yeah, I have a hard time believing they're... I bet they distance themselves from this loser.
They suspend everybody when they do stupid stuff off the field. When has Roger Goodell ever shot away from suspending somebody, even if they don't get charged or arrested
have
or
they
put
done
in jail?
Anything?
I mean, half of the guys that beat women, nothing happens to them.
But have they done anything suspension-wise for off the field besides domestic violence and besides...
guns.
Drugs or, you know, getting popped for drugs. Is there any other off the field stuff that people?
Yeah,
have been
Sheldon Richardson
for?
Got suspended for at least a game. Might have been two, but at least one for with the Jets when he did the same kind of thing where he was speeding
and he had his kid in the car.
Had the kid in the back. Yeah.
Well, what did they do to him?
They suspended him
for what? A game?
I think it was only a game or two.
What is that?
But I mean, he wasn't threatening cops. Why?
You know what a suspension for one game is in sports? That's a week off. That's a vacation. So let me ask you this question, and I want to take calls. Bellator Heavyweight Grand Prix. Let me just get this straight, so we can save a lot of time here. Rampage against that loser Sonnen, who's just finished.
Yeah, middleweight versus a light heavyweight in the heavyweight Grand Prix.
Fedor against Frank Mir. Fedor will kill him, won't he? Frank Mir's another guy that's finished.
Frank Mir should be, yeah, he's been beaten up a lot lately, but you know what? Fedor just got knocked out again. You know, he's not finishing big on the end of his career. He came back after his off for a couple years, and it's
he's
not
just doing
well.
It for the money. How about Mitrione and Nelson?
That's an interesting fight. I mean, Mitrione just knocked out Fedor after it looked like he was going to get knocked out too. Roy Nelson has been falling lately. He's a guy that was never getting knocked out. He just get beat up and, you know, couldn't get knocked down, but he's falling on hard
and
times
Bader
lately as well.
And King Mo, I would be they're both badasses.
They're both badasses. They're both light heavyweights, though, so I don't know what they're going to be like at heavyweight. If you put on that weight and you got to face guys like, you know, Mitrione, Nelson, Fedor that are naturally bigger than you, I don't know how well you fare with those bigger
so
guys.
So what happens? Is it like a semifinal each one, and then the two will meet for the title?
Yeah, I think it's a quarterfinals and semis, then finals type of deal, like they did with, you know, a lot of the tournaments that they had in Bellator before, like they did with the Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix before.
Are they smart to have it on the same night as a UFC event and a boxing event in L.A.? This is where they're having it, right, at the Forum?
Yeah, it's not a great time to have it for sure. And what really upsets me is that not necessarily that you're having this fight, but that they put the Rampage Chael Sonnen fight on top of Lima Rory McDonald, the title fight, two of your best fighters that you have in your whole promotion, and they've been demoted to co-main event because you're putting on Rampage and Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, that's a big mistake. Nick on the Hub in Boston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I just wanted to call in, talk about all of these Nostradamuses that have been calling up all week that seem to know exactly what's going to happen this weekend with these games. And I'm getting tired of it. I'm sure you are. Having said that, I'm a Pats fan, obviously, and even, you know, you can lean one way or the other, but no one knows. No one's putting the mortgage on this game, and I don't think anybody in Minnesota or Philly is putting the mortgage on that game either. Well, I'll hang up.
Well, I think a lot of people are putting a mortgage on the Pats, and I think that the money's pouring in on Jacksonville because of Brady's alleged hand injury, which is now becoming more and more clear it's a thumb injury, right? He got his thumb jacked back.
Yeah, he sliced his hand or his thumb, whatever, on a helmet.
I heard it got jacked all the way back. Do you believe? You don't believe he's injured at all.
I think he's going to throw the ball 50 times on Sunday and throw for 350.
So now they got a built-in excuse if they lose, the thumb.
They're not losing.
James in Foxborough.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jimmy.
Not bad. Quick question. As far as the teams that are in the playoffs right now, I think they're all green. Jacksonville scares me a little. If we end up going to play the Vikings in the Super Bowl, everyone's talking about them having home field advantage, but due to the experience the Pats have, as well as them, you know, making it to the game for the first time in who knows how many years, I can't remember how many, but I still think that negates them having home field advantage.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever has an advantage over the Patriots in any capacity whatsoever. I'm glad I got through that call. It sounded like he was calling from Mars. Tom in Maryland. Tom.
Yeah, listen, you moved me to talk about Tom Brady, you know, because like all of us, you know, I think of Tom often as I try to solve my problems in my day-to-day life, right? I mean, who doesn't, right?
Right.
Right, and so, you know, it just occurred to me that, look, you know, we should realize that Tom isn't just good-looking. He's that special kind of good-looking that he makes all the rest of us a little bit better-looking, too, just because he's there. you know?
No, actually, that's not what happens. What happens is my wife says she wants to sleep with him. Yeah, there's none of that like, oh, you look as good as him. My wife's like, you don't look as good as him. I want to sleep with him and not you. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get a caramel sundae.
Tom did say a couple things. You know, he is the best great. There is.
He is.
It's just,
I mean, let's just,
it's
we
hard
to
compete.
We have to establish on a nightly basis, again, you and I, on the his just overall humanity and greatness.
The way he wears those gloves to the podium, it's just
better than anyone.
It's
like
unmatched.
When I put on my gloves to snowblow the driveway, I look like an idiot. Look at him. He looks fantastic. He could go to dinner in those gloves.
That hat he was wearing today was about five sizes too big, but it didn't matter.
It just looks like it rests perfectly on his hair. Even when messy, it's fantastic. I'm sure he does got to be glued commercials because his hair is still perfect, and I'm losing all mine.
I just can't believe. Why is the other team even showing up
on
Sunday?
His 5 o'clock shadow is 10 times nicer than yours. I just wanted to
no
say
doubt.
That. Like
no
you
doubt.
Have one every week. His is just once a month, and it looks just so fantastic compared to yours. I can't even believe your wife likes you when she sees him. Mafia did tell me driving into work tonight that he kind of has fallen in love with him and hates the Jets now. It's the strangest thing, his turn of events.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.